The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna by name, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at this very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child, spoke to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, this Gospel is very interesting. It's part of the presentation narrative in the Gospel of Luke. You'll remember Simeon takes the child in his arms, he blesses God, and he says, "Now you may dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation, the moment of salvation." And then Anna is mentioned, and she comes in today's gospel reading. It has to do with the presentation of Jesus in the temple. It comes from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Now, what's interesting about this is, even though Luke is a Gentile gospel, he is very fervent in emphasizing the Jewish identity of Jesus. The fact that Jesus is born into the Jewish and Hebrew tradition as part of the whole story of salvation. And he is appealing, mind you, to Gentiles, but the Jewish identity of Jesus is very important. And therefore, we have the fulfillment of Luke's gospel is dealing with the fulfillment. This is the fulfillment of the prophecies. And what you have here, rather interestingly, is Luke's gospel. This is chapter 2. Luke's gospel begins in the temple, the presentation of Jesus. And chapter 24, the end of Luke's gospel, finishes in the temple. After the ascension, in the 24th chapter of Luke, it says, they were found praying, worshiping in the temple every day. What does this mean to us? It means, as Pope Francis says, that we are born, we are made for just more than connection. We are made for contact. That's one of the big issues with this time of virus. We can connect by Zoom, we can connect in lots of ways, connect in conversation, we can connect in writing, connect having conversations on Zoom. Facebook, we can connect on Facebook, but we don't have contact, and contact is essential to human fulfillment. We need to shake hands, we need to hug, we need to belong. It's the whole meaning of family. You don't have family without contact, not just connection. And the church, why do you need a parish? Why do you need a place? Because that's more than connection. That's contact. That's why we have the sign of peace, why people greet one another, whether they shake hands or they hug one another. We are made for contact. The Pope is very strong on that in his whole writing. So keep that in mind, that wherever we have an opportunity to contact, bless the moment, the child with the parent, the hug, the caring, the child. Years and years ago, on my last incarnation when I was much younger, I was involved in marriage encounter in the 70s there for 2 or 3 years. And I remember they had a practice among some of the team couples that the children would bless their parents. That was very, very touching. And I've been at homes of couples preparing talks for a weekend, and the children were going to bed, and the children would come and say, "Mommy, I love you, I bless you," and the child would bless the mother, and the mother would bless the child, and the father, same thing. I thought that was very important. Not only did it affirm the fact that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, people think, you know, that the priest is the only one that can bless your rosary or bless your car, whatever it is. No, no. Anybody who believes in Jesus Christ can bless in the name of Jesus Christ. And the child was expressing a faith, a child's faith, in blessing the mother or the father, and the parents expressing their faith in blessing their children. It was more than connection, it was contact. The child would touch the parent would hug the child. That's very important. It's not only important in the human development of the child, it's important in the condition for every one of us to somehow have contact. And that's what happens when Jesus is presented in the temple. Simeon doesn't just bless the child, he takes the child in his arms and he blesses the child. I mean, that's very important. So take this to be a teaching moment about contact, about make sure that we belong to people, that we tell people, that we express the love we have within us in the manner in which we have safe contact. Now, I know that we have contact, we have to be apart during the virus, but within a family, husband and wife, parents or children, within a domestic situation where we all live in the same home, we want to make sure that we are observing all the protocols of social distance and not mixing for gatherings, people from one household and the other. We must observe that. That's just responsible. There's some kind of a moral obligation to respect the needs of the moment. But within a household, at least be conscious of the fact that in the best of times, contact was very important. In the best of times, family would come together. In the best of times, a parish, a church would be a place of contact. At least that's the teaching of the gospel. Now, we're not there right now, but a time will come when we'll move beyond this crisis time of virus, and then we will celebrate not only connection, we'll celebrate contact. And that's the teaching of today's gospel reading. Begin in the temple, and they finish in the temple in a place not just of connection, in a place of contact. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. We hold a special prayer for all those who are heavily burdened with the virus, sick people, people who are dying, families who are separated from their loved ones, grieving the loss of their loved ones. We pray for all those involved in public service, essential workers, from the simplest of tasks to the most sophisticated, doctors, nurses, and all their technicians, but also the people we meet every day whose care for us and whose service to us is essential. Keep a special prayer of gratitude.